Welcome to Savvy Offer Hub, a podcast created to help you scale your business with digital products step by step in a way that works for you. My name is Eva and I'm here to bring you years of behind the scenes experience and insights to help you to create the business you love, seeking the path of least resistance, simplicity, and taking messy action is what we're all about around here. I hope this podcast will inspire you to take that next step. Welcome to yet another episode of the Savvy Offer Hub podcast. Today I want to talk about the platform I have chosen to use for our new community space and why this specific platform was the one I decided to go for. As of recently, our new community space is now open and I'm very excited to invite you to check it out. If you are currently on that path to creating your digital products, either you're just getting started, like you're just considering this idea, or you're already doing it, you have already created maybe a product or two and you just want to dive even deeper into the whole process, this community space is for you. It's community focused, so you will be invited to share your experiences, ask your questions, ask for any feedback and support you need, share your wins along the way, and really just be honest about behind the scenes of the process. That's what this space is here for. I'm also in there sharing, currently I'm sharing the launch process, how it's going, the exact things I'm doing, the challenges I'm having and everything else along the way. And that's what I want to invite you to do inside this space as well. Along with the community space, you will also be getting access to learning materials. Currently, you will have instant access to materials like Kickstart Your Course Challenge, Course Platform Guide, ChatGPT prompts for creating digital products, and some other ones as well. Plus, along with your participation inside the community, you can gain points for the participation, you can gain likes on your posts and comments, and with that, you will be able to unlock new content. Currently, for the locked content, we have your passive lead gen plan. On the next level, you're also getting Evergreen Funnel Formula. There's still a lot more content to come, and each level will give you a chance to unlock even more guidance that can help you to get your ideas to the finish line. We're also going to be talking about things like starting a podcast, creating a website, building a membership, and well beyond. So if you're interested in creating your own digital products, make sure to check it out. Now let's dive into the actual topic of this episode, and that is the platform I have chosen for this community. I have chosen to use Skoll, and before I will dive into my decision making regarding this, I want to let you know that if you're currently searching for that perfect fit platform, then one of the most important things to understand is that there really isn't one perfect fit. I have been in the digital product space for a decade. I have tried and tested so many different platforms for myself as well as my clients, and there really isn't one perfect fit. Every platform out there, every course platform, digital product platform, any learning management system, any plugins, any of the platforms, they have their pros and cons. And if you are currently working through this decision making yourself, then I would definitely invite you to get my free platform guide. I will link it below as well. And there you can see more about different types of platforms and some specific platform comparisons as well. Now, why I decided to use Skoll. So there are several different reasons. And I have to say that if you are not familiar with like the platform options out there, platform like Skoll at first can seem incredibly exciting. And yes, I absolutely love it. However, there definitely are, again, just like in any case, there are like pros and cons to consider. For me, one of the main things I needed and one of the reasons why I knew that it's going to be on Skoll, even before I actually clarified the idea about the community itself, was that aspect of having interactive forum space. Interactive, engaging, and simple. And Skoll is doing just that. The community forum space that we have, it's very straightforward. There isn't like too many different features and too many different options. And yes, it can be a downside, but at the same time, as you like heading to that community space, you can easily directly see all of the content. Like, it takes the guesswork out of the process of actually participating inside the community. That being said, the simplicity of the space can also be seen as a con, especially if you are currently thinking about creating your own community, and maybe you're listening to this as someone who's interested in using Skoll. It's important to consider that creating a community there can also feel a bit like a hot mess, as there are not as many customization options and everything will kind of be in one space. It can be a lot harder to, first of all, guide your students, guide your audience through the content that they need to see. It's a lot easier for some content to kind of just get lost along the way, especially if your community is growing, if there are more and more posts. And if there are like people actively posting, it's easy for like maybe some things to go unnoticed. But then again, like for example, if we compare space like Skoll with a Facebook group, Facebook groups kind of have the same issue, right? Not all the posts will always be visible. And on Skoll, at least you have that benefit that whoever is inside the space, they are there intentionally. So a problem with Facebook groups, and this wasn't really something I wanted to focus on in this specific episode per se, but I want to mention it just for like comparison. So a major problem with Facebook groups for both free and paid offers is that whoever is on Facebook, they can easily get distracted, right? They can get distracted by their notifications, they can get distracted by like any messages coming in, or they can just see like an ad or a different space somewhere nearby and they're like, okay, I'm heading into that. So instead of being in your space and actually actively participating inside the group, they instead can easily like wander around. Plus these days, not that many people are actively on Facebook anymore. Not that many people like Facebook. And for me, actually, like Facebook has never really been an option to, especially for any paid spaces. I just don't love having any groups on Facebook. I don't use it myself. I'm not participating in any groups there. If there's a product with a Facebook group, I probably just won't join the product, especially if like that group aspect is important element because of that fact of Facebook. However, again, this like brings us back to the fact that for some, that would be the opposite. They will look at it, see it as a Facebook group and will be like, oh, that's simple. You know, I know how to use Facebook. I know how to join. I know how to like follow everything easily, and it will be a bonus for them. Again, just pros and cons as it always is. So one of the reasons why I mentioned Facebook in comparison of Skoll and why I have chosen Skoll. Facebook was never really in question, but many people are moving into Skoll from Facebook. There are many people who have had free or paid groups in Facebook first, and now they're like searching for a more private space, and Skoll is the one to go for. So I felt like that comparison and just a mention of that is important as well, especially if you're here listening to this more as like insight in the Skoll pros and cons. So one of the other reasons, so one of the first ones was just the simplicity and the fact that it's easy to build engaging community. And that kind of leads us into the next part. The second biggest thing is the gamification. And this probably is like one of the key reasons why most people choose Skoll in the first place and why Skoll became such a big thing, because of their gamification. Now, gamification means that basically there's a leaderboard within your community that every member who is inside this space, they can gain points by specific actions. And specifically in Skoll, gamification is based on receiving likes. So your audience is encouraged to be creating content like posts and comments, so then they can receive likes on that content from other members. As they receive likes, each like that they receive is a point, and as they receive more and more points, they upgrade into other levels inside the community. Now, this is where it gets interesting specifically on Skoll, because here's the thing. Many community spaces will have some level of gamification. Ultimately, gamification, just the idea of gamification, is to inspire your audience to participate, to receive some kind of rewards, and sometimes receiving like points or some kind of medals, some badges or something, that can be enough. But where Skoll really makes it fun is that by up-leveling, you can unlock new content. So for me, as the admin of the space, like as the creator of the space, I can make the decision of how I present the content that I have inside the classroom. So along with the community space, you can have a classroom, and the classroom basically is your product space, specifically focusing on products like courses, masterclasses, and anything else that can be laid out in a curriculum-like space. That being said, of course, you can upload pretty much anything there. Like if you want to do ebooks or templates or anything, it can all go in there. There's always like a workaround. But the concept of it, like the looks of it, are very course focused. So within this classroom, you can upload the content, and you can have this content, like let's say separate courses, you can have it directly available to your audience right away. You can also choose to lock it until a certain level. So once your audience reaches a certain level, they will unlock this new content. And this is that perfect way to actually nourish the engagement within your community. Because the more exciting and good content you have locked in the next levels, the more your audience will be interested in actually participating inside the community, right? So if your focus is the community space and you want to make sure that your audience is actually engaged, then having this feature is really great one to have. That being said, when you upload content inside a classroom, you can also have it, as I mentioned, directly available. You can also have it available after a limited period of time, like for example, after a month or like 3 months, 6 months, whatever is the time frame. And you can also offer it only for those who have enrolled in the annual subscription. And there's one other option, and I think it's to like pay separately for a product. So you can have, for example, you can have a free community space, and then you can have some paid products inside your classroom. So whoever is inside the community space, then they get interested in your paid products and they actually pay to get those products. So all of this together creates a great environment really for creating engaging community. And I probably have said the word combination engaging or engaged community like 10 times already, but that is really the core. And in my case, as I was creating Savvy Offer Hub community, and as I was like outlining the vision for it, I knew that I want the community aspect to kind of be the core of it all. And yes, building a community is incredibly hard. Don't get me wrong. If you are thinking about building a community, I think it's important to recognize that there are many challenges. Even as people join, not everyone is interested to be writing posts. Not everyone is interested to like spend a lot of time inside a community, right? Maybe they're gonna have like a specific time within their week or within their month when they're like spending more time inside. So building an actually engaged community where people make that intentional decision to spend time within your space, it is a challenging task, and I'm currently in the thick of it, so I can tell you all about it. But really, that getting engagement part is the hardest one. And if there's like anything that Skoll does really well, it's just that fact that you can create many incentives for your audience to get excited, to get more engaged. Because as I mentioned, it's hard to like kickstart that process, and Skoll just makes it more fun. Now let's talk about some downsides of Skoll. I have to say that I have made my peace with them. For me, this is one of the things that is really hard. I always feel like there's a better option just around the corner. Even knowing all the platforms, even having had experience with plenty of them, and knowing the exact back end of them and what can I expect, I still feel like maybe there's just another better option out there. And believe me, I have made these considerations before I created this community in school as well. But until this day, I still once in a while think like, but maybe there's a different way to go. That is really challenging. So let's talk about the things to keep in mind if you are considering Skoll for your community. One of the biggest ones is that they don't have built-in video hosting. This means that you will have to upload your videos elsewhere before you can post them inside. So for example, compared to Circle, which is also a very well-known community builder, community space, Circle has built-in video hosting, which is a major benefit. Video hosting is a tricky one because for those who have jumped into creation, like product creation, without knowing much about like the platforms, you might not really care where your videos are hosted, right? But for me, it's one of the biggest red flags that there's no video hosting, because this means that first of all, you have to choose where else your videos will be uploaded first. It can be unlisted YouTube videos, it can be Vimeo, it can be Vistia, or any other options. Now, if you have like 5 videos, you're perfectly good to go. Like you can get a free plan or Vimeo, you can do unlisted YouTube, it doesn't matter. Once you have several more videos, you will need more of that space within the platform. You will want for this content to be more protected. You will want for your user experience to be like more brand aligned and just overall make sure that everything is as good as it can be. And this is where it gets tricky. Then you have additional subscription, you have additional space to manage, you have additional, and again, like, in the like grand scheme of things, it's not that important, and there are many people who literally just don't care. But for me, as someone who has been working with digital products for a while, I know that this small thing can make a big difference, and it's just something to note before you jump into this. Now, another thing that would be a con, so there are several small things that are not that great. For example, you can't really format the posts with things like heading and bold. Apparently, they had post formatting at some point, and then they took it away, and now people are asking for it again, so I literally don't know. The creator of this call platform is very against scheduled posts, so you cannot schedule posts inside the platform. Again, this can be seen as a pro and as a con. For me as the admin of the space, obviously, I would love to be able to schedule my posts so I can regularly check in even if I'm not around. But at the same time, I kind of get that perspective of like having those real-time connections, like actually being present to be present. Does this make sense? Like to actually show up to be present, right? You kind of have to like put in that intention there to do that. But once you start managing like a bigger space and you have more and more in your hands, it might just not always be realistic. So I don't know. I don't love it, but I kind of understand it, and it's definitely something to keep in mind. Another thing to keep in mind regarding Skoll is that they don't have like built-in landing pages. Like for example, other course and product platforms, you will have an option to build a landing page, thank you page, and so on. On Skoll, there is just a simple about page that you can use, but also that the options there are limited. You're getting only like 1,000 characters or maybe a bit more for the description, and then you can add any images and videos. I love it because it's kind of very, very simple, and you don't have to like overthink the landing page. You can literally just be sharing that about page, but at the same time, it can be very limiting. And especially if you're not using, if you don't have like a website or a separate landing page builder, it can feel limiting at some point. And that being said, there's another major downside of Skoll, and this is an important one. They don't have white labeling within the platform. This means that your community space will always be connected with the name of Skoll. This means that the domain name will always include Skoll. You cannot add your own domain name. The grab icon, like the smell icon that shows up on like any browser that you're using, you cannot change it and smell things like that. This was probably, alongside with the video hosting issue, this is one of the biggest challenges for me to like overcome, because I feel like having branded community, which can be like under my name and my domain, is important. But again, this time around, like for this space, that usability, simplicity, and really the engagement element took a bigger role in this decision making than the white labeling option. Now, I know the list of cons actually is kind of longer than the pros, but the thing is that, again, like for me, just that aspect of having a simple community, simply setting it up, not overthinking, and like making it very interactive and fun, that was kind of the key element. And all of that is in there. Plus, another major bonus is that you can use it via app as well. So you have the app, you have the desktop, whatever you prefer. Your audience and my students within the space as well, you can get the notifications. You can control the amount and like what type of notifications you're receiving. So I really like that. For now, this space is still very fresh in and very new. I have had some spaces before as well in school, so I kind of know what I could expect. But I'm really looking forward to like reporting back once this community is growing. I'm very, very excited to like work a lot on this specific aspect to actually grow it, to make sure to put it out there, because there's a lot I'm still about to do regarding it, and I'm really excited to see like where this whole journey takes us. Now, that will be it from me for this time. I know there might be more questions regarding Skoll and other platforms, and if you do have questions, or Community Space is the perfect place to ask them. I'm inside there, I'm answering your questions, I'm sharing specific suggestions and whatever else might be specific to your case. If you're currently using a platform and you want to move, or you're considering one platform or another for a specific reason, I can give you all behind the scenes and pros and cons and everything to consider. Make sure to check out the platform in the description, or just head directly to it at yourcoursecreationlab.com/hub. That will be it from me for this time, and I hope to see you around.